Morning Wake Up, continuing here, and this week we've been talking with the candidates for Lansing City Council. There are 8 total candidates, and they're divvied up this way: 2 for Ward Number 1, 2 for Ward Number 3, and 4 going, and each of those has 1 seat available for 2 contestants. And of course, in the at-large positions, there are 2 seats available. There are 4 vying for that. But we're going to talk about the third ward today. Adam Hussein is a teacher in the Waverly School District. He's making his first go at this for Lansing City Council in the third ward against the incumbent, Aylin Bowles. He also is the son, full disclaimer here, first ward city council member and current candidate for re-election, Jody Washington. Adam joins us now via the phone. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You being here. We've asked one question pretty consistently of everybody. I'm going to ask it of you. What do you think your most significant accomplishment is? And I know you're a relatively young guy, but what's your most significant accomplishment in life, career-wise, outside of the public sector, outside of public service?
Outside of public service, I would probably say, and I hope this is okay, I'd say my family. You know, I have a very loving family. I'm very proud of my 3 daughters and the things that they're accomplishing, even at a young age. Very, very proud of my wife and the work that she does as a public school teacher. And I'll tell you what, you know, we're a strong, committed group, raising this family in Southwest Lansing. We're committed to Southwest Lansing. And so I'm very, very proud of the family unit I have in place.
What about something significant that you would say is singular inside of public sector work, service work, or community service?
Well, I really committed probably back in 2008 to really, you know, get involved in Southwest Lansing. We have a lot of issues. And so I decided to kind of roll up my sleeves and kind of move forward on that grassroots level. And so I am the association president for my neighborhood. I'm my neighborhood watch coordinator. I work very, very close with a group called Rejuvenating South Lansing. I'm actually the support assistant for that group, and we're doing a lot to try to kind of bridge the gap between the neighborhoods in Southwest Lansing, really market our corridors and make some improvements in Southwest Lansing. And I also served 5 years on the Lansing Spark Board, the last 2 of which I was the vice president. So I'm proud of those accomplishments.
Adam, you come from a ward that, it has blight. It has, in some parts, very high crime in the city comparatively. You also have some green spaces. You've got the river that rolls through. You've got the transition to farm off of Jolly Road, literally, and crossing in for the Eaton County line where all the jurisdictions meet. So you've got a lot of everything in the third. But do you have the city's, I guess, attention? Is there a feeling in the third ward that no one's paying attention outside of the ward?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's precisely why I chose to run, as a matter of fact. You know, we have amazing residents. We have fantastic business owners. But the fact is, they deserve better representation, and I think they deserve some priority status at this point. And so when you look at, again, and you referenced a lot of it, when you look at our corridors and really the lack of effort to enforce code, to place make, to market, okay, some of these really marketable parcels of land that we actually have and we can do some really good things with. When you look at our neighborhoods and the absolute lack of support for those neighborhoods, I've knocked every part of this ward, David. And people are absolutely feeling neglected. They don't feel like they're a priority. You know, we've sat back for a number of years, I'd say for the better part of the last 15. And we've waited as downtown has been moved forward, real town, old town. And we've been told the entire time that at some point there was going to be this trickle-down effect. And that was going to create better transitions to neighborhoods. And that we were going to be able to kind of leverage some of the things that we're doing in those areas. And we were going to improve our front door communities. And that hasn't happened. And when you also referenced public safety. It's a huge issue. As a matter of fact, I was just talking with Al Salas, and he owns Lansing Athletics, and they're actually in the Lansing Mall now. And he moved out of Southwest Lansing about 2 years ago. And he cites, every time you talk to him, he cites the fact that public safety was a major concern for him. The crime was up. And so we're not only losing residents, but we're losing good, reputable business owners in droves.
What's your relationship? And I think I may know the answer, but I've got to ask anyway, because I've asked everybody. What's your relationship with the mayor? Talk about this group, Capital Region Progress, and how that has been a part of this campaign. Your general thoughts on all of the above.
Well, regarding the mayor, you know, I have no issues with the mayor, to be honest with you. Do I always agree with him? Absolutely not. When I'm on council, do I believe that I'm there to check and to balance that executive authority and power? Yes, and I think he is supposed to do the same. When it comes to this Capital Region Progress stuff, you know, I was asked yesterday, somebody said, are you taking it personally? I said, absolutely not. I said, but the people that should take it personally are the people of Southwest Lansing, because what's been able, or I should say allowed to happen, is the discussion has shifted. OK, okay, we were really pushing a good conversation for Southwest Lansing and the issues back to our corridors, back to our neighborhoods, back to our public safety issues. And they have been able to completely mask those issues and change the course of the conversation. And I believe the residents of Southwest Lansing deserved, you know, 6-7 months of a clean campaign process where the issues were discussed and the conversation was pushed forward. And I think, unfortunately, this is detracting from that, and I don't think it's okay.
Adam Hussein joining us here. He's a candidate for 3rd Ward, Lansing City Council. Adam, I asked this of your mother, who is the 1st Ward candidate and current council member, Jody Washington. Isn't it fair, though, for people to say, is it a good idea to have two family members who are so close on the same council? Because, yeah, you could see it in a very small town, but Lansing is not a very small town, and it's unusual in a city this size. Would you admit that it would be unusual, and then how would you make it work?
Well, let me say this first and foremost. I knew that some people would have an issue with it. And so when I looked at Southwest Lansing, and understand, I'm raising my 3 daughters there. Mm-hmm. My wife and I have committed to, you know, that part of town. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm losing a lot of my neighbors in droves, okay, because of issues in Southwest Lansing. But I thought, you know, could I wait 4 years? Okay, could I wait 4 or 8? And I want to be, you know, to be fair, I try to recruit other people to run for the office, okay, because I knew that some people would have an issue. And to be honest with you, a lot of people cited the fact that they didn't want to be part of the smear campaign. So funny how this is kind of unfolding. With that said, I looked around the ward and I thought, is there going to be anything to salvage in 4 to 8 years? We have to move, and we have to move there now. I mean, we can't wait. And so I know there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to happen should I be put in office. And so with that said, first and foremost, I think everybody should recognize and acknowledge that, you know, my mom's doing a pretty doggone good job over there on the east side. Now, I've told a few people sometimes I feel she's doing too good of a job, because there's a finite number of resources, and they're siphoning quite a bit of the resources that come into the city over to the east side. So she knows she has a fight on her hands. We're going to respectfully, try to move the issues of Lansing forward. But also, we represent, or are going to, I should say, represent two different parts of town. And I am going to be absolutely committed to Southwest Lansing residents and looking at issues through the lens of Southwest Lansing.
Short on time here, so I guess I'll ask you for a yes or no on these. First of all, at least looking at the asset worth and reviewing the Board of Water and Light, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Obviously, then selling the Board of Water and Light would be a no as well. I can assume that. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Which means no, not suing the Board of Water and Light. I'm trying not to confuse you or myself. Okay, very good. Last question here. That's fine. No, absolutely. Downtown casino, going forward with that project, it may not be quick to fruition, but sticking with it, yes or no?
I don't think that's a yes or no answer. I'm very, very torn on that. And if you want to know why, I can explain it, but I'm very torn on casino.
And we're short on time. That will have to wait, and we'll see. And I think if you're elected, we'll have more time to deal with that. If not, the point will be moot. Adam Hussein, who's a teacher at Waverly, appreciate you joining us today, giving your thoughts as you vie for the seat in the 3rd Ward. Thank you,
Thanks
Adam.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate it.
All right, more coming up on the Morning Wake Up. This is 1320 WILS.